Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us now is Dennis Haugen. He is the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
Well, not too bad. We're after a day of fog yesterday. We're back into corn harvest, so we're just keep on struggling along with that. We've still got snow in the fields here, so we're dealing with a little snow in the fields yet, but we're getting it done, and we're not dealing with any mud, so that's a real treat.
You're kidding. How does that work? How are you not dealing with any mud? We're wet down here in Kindred.
Well, I don't know if we're still froze up yet, but we haven't had any issues at all. I'm just tickled to death. We're able to keep running. We're big no-till guys here. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But we're just thankful for being able to not have those headaches hanging over our heads.
No kidding. Well, good for you. You're located in Hannaford, North Dakota. What county is that?
Griggs County.
Okay, you're in Griggs County. Well, good for you. Glad to hear it. How does the corn look, Dennis?
Oh, we're struggling with light test weight. Moisture's running 17 to 18. There's that. So some elevators are okay with lighter test weights. Some are not. They're kind of jumping back and forth with, when they'll take a couple days and pull higher test weight and then a few days with lower test weight so they can get their blending done. The elevators are struggling with this problem just as farmers are.
Mm-hmm. And things going on as normal for you despite we're in the midst of coronavirus going on?
Well, our elevators have put protocols in, like pretty much everybody, all the elevators in the state and country, I imagine, for that matter, from what I've been seeing, and now with our modern facilities these days, the drivers aren't having to get out of the trucks and make contact. The elevators are getting them dumped and you're picking up your ticket at the scale. We're proceeding ahead with things being locked down, but we're still getting the job done.
Okay. And some other issues facing agriculture today due to coronavirus, H2A issues, correct, Dennis?
We're still working on that. As of tomorrow, South Africa is shutting down until the 16th of April with nobody in, nobody out. There's a lot of South African labor trying to get here yet. Just looking at an email this morning, Our congressional offices are still working with it in the South American consulate. Hopefully we can get some waivers in place. It's all up in the air yet, but we're working on it.
Boy, that will be many of these farmers really depend on that help, don't they?
Oh, it's huge. Our guest labor program has been, it's been a big, very important part of, agriculture, not only here in North Dakota, but all over the country. Total guest worker program in the United States, I think, is around 270,000 people.
Wow. Okay. And hope, Dennis, are you hopeful that will get resolved in time for spring here?
Well, we've all got our fingers crossed. We're hoping something can happen. It's gonna it's got to happen in the next 2 weeks. That's the biggest thing. Spring's work is right around the corner. We gotta roll here pretty quick.
That is Dennis Haugen. He is the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association in Hannaford, North Dakota. Eric will be back with much more right after this.